Oye, 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 cállese el truque. No, 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 no.
Pardon.
To the left side.
I shit my pants last night.
I did. Fucking shit my pants. I had a great meal. Just a great fucking meal. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. Fucking shit my pants. I had a great meal. Just a great fucking meal. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. Fucking shit my pants.
When was the last time you shit your pants?
Yeah.
Been a while? I'm good twice a year for that.
I was in Vegas a couple years ago, staying at the Bellagio. I went over to Mirage for dinner and met some friends of mine. Went to Kokomo's. The guy brings out some fresh crab legs. Said, Jesus just came in, I gotta give them to you guys. I'm eating them, then we gamble. I'm walking back to the hotel, and all of a sudden I go, oh, fuck. And I'm standing here like this, I got my butt pinched so fucking, I'm fucked, I can't move. And I'm standing here like this, I got my butt pinched so fucking, I'm fucked, I can't move. And I'm standing here like this, I got my butt pinched so fucking, I'm fucked, I can't move. All of a sudden, you know, felt all right, I went just like this. Water.
No way.
I had some food poisoning from the crabs. And I'm just standing there, and it's just running down my leg. And I just start fucking walking. Every time I'm walking, something's coming out. Everywhere I shit all over myself. I take off all my fucking clothes, just wipe off, leave my shoes, my pants, everything right there, the towels right there in the stall, Got up in the morning, took the most perfect double tapered shit I've ever had in my life. Double tapered shit. True story.
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, July 19th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, standing your ground against imaginary clowns, plus killing retards just for the thrill of the hunt, and a fat whore loves her all-potato chip diet. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Chart. Before we get into it, I gotta tell you, my headphones are shorting out and it's fucking me up hardcore today. And right now they're working, but I'm probably going to lose it right now. Why? Alright. It's not... You... Okay. You don't... keep shorting out. It's weird to talk into a microphone and not hear yourself back in the headset when you're so used to it. Making me angry. My headphones typically last like a month. I don't know why. I'm not hard on them or anything. I don't know why they're not lasting. They always short out. Probably because I cheap out and buy crappy headphones. But so today's program might be a little short because it really is driving me nuts. But I have a great program for you planned. You know, Alexis K. Tyler has been missing in action for a while now, and the few videos that she posts, to speak like her, the few videos that she, you know, has managed to post in the last couple months have been snoozers. They're all about karma and chakras and, I don't know, bullshit like that. And she posted a new video, and it started off pretty sucky.
I love you.
Thank you.
I honor you. I respect you.
Right, it's more of that,
And I ask you to forgive me.
stupid spiritual...
For anything.
Cosmic shit.
All the things that I've done.
All right. In this video, she pretty much talks about forgiving people, not judging people, especially when it comes to love. However, it doesn't take long for Alexis to morph into the aggressively black woman we've grown to love.
And that's why I had to learn the hard way. So when people tell me, you know, they're dealing with this or they're dealing with that person, many times I can't judge it.
Right. Dot, dot, dot.
Unless it's my son. Now, with my son, that's a different thing. Now, I have been guilty of that shit, though. He have introduced women to me.
The ghetto's starting to come out.
A lot of times he won't introduce them. But then his once he said, Mom, this is girl. I like her. I want you to see her. I said, well, you know that all I got to do is she ain't got to open her mouth. Just bring her in the area. Let me look at her face. And I look at her.
She doesn't need to say anything. Alexis just needs to look into her eyes.
You like that? Yeah, Mom, I like that right there. I said, I know what you like, but you like that? For me to say that I want that to be my damn daughter-in-law?
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
She don't bring that motherfucker over here. I don't like the bitch. I don't like this motherfucker over here now. Oh, Mom, don't bring her over here when I'm home. See, I shouldn't be that way because he has his own experiences. Now, with my son, of course, that's my son. So I'm going to see if he married a bitch or go with this motherfucker, I'm going to have to subject myself to that shit every day. I don't want to have to subject myself to a bitch I don't like because he fucking her.
And she's off. I love it because Alexis can't control her natural impulses. Every time she tries to make these videos where she's talking very softly, very quietly, trying to very well spoken. That's how it starts off. And then it just devolves into dick and nuts. After she gets done talking about, the skanky girls her son has dated, she gets back on track to the message of forgiveness, but not for long.
I've been thinking about that shit, about that goddamn horse, man. Sugar, fucking that nigga, man. Up there in South Carolina where he got locked up last week. He got about 3 years in prison, but he only got to do like 2.
Yeah, she's referring to the case where a black man was fucking a horse. An actual horse. So now we've gone from forgiveness to bestiality.
2 years for fucking that horse, maybe one. You know, they probably gonna let his ass out again. One thing that I noticed about that horse got more sense than a lot of these bitches got. Because she wouldn't tell on that motherfucking nigga, man. That horse wouldn't tell nobody that nigga was fucking her and getting her all that straight, hard, black, stiff Peter. He was getting her all that black dick. He been fucking that horse for months. And the horse kept her motherfucking mouth closed. I'm talking whenever her owner, whenever that old white lady came out there in the morning to check on that horse, to get that horse food and shit, that horse looked at her and turned her goddamn head. She didn't moan or grunt. She didn't say nothing. She didn't tell on the nigga, man.
So what Alexis K. Tyler is saying here is that the horse must have enjoyed the big black stiff Peter that constantly raped it.
She ain't tell on the nigga. That means the dick must have been fine. Man, Sugar liked it, that nigga dick, and she wasn't gonna risk
Sugar the horse
disrupting, you know, getting fucked. And you know what I'm saying? The dick must have been good because the sugar moved the nigga in. The nigga had started hitting her pussy about last year, but then he eased up when he got caught. They gave him probation. He found his way back over into the barn, fucking the damn horse Sugar again, getting some more of her damn sugar wall. He done moved in because the old white lady said that when she came out there and shit, it was like piles of trash and look like she seen a bag. The nigga done move, and I guess the horse done kind of, you know, when the white lady come out there, she turn her head kind of motioning at the nigga around, you know, go put your shit over in the corner so you know that you can be here tonight. Stay with me tonight. We're going to fuck again tomorrow night.
Sugar the horse would warn the black man when the old white lady, the owner of Sugar, was coming around.
You know what I'm saying?
I love Alexis's version of what's going, her interpretation of the romance between the black man and the horse.
Just don't let that white bitch see your black motherfucking ass in here, because you know when she see your nigga ass in here, fucking me all up in here, it's a goddamn wrap. Hide your shit, go around the corner until nightfall. You know what I'm saying? You know she liked this shit. The pussy was good because the nigga moved in. He stayed in the goddamn barn. Now the fucker said, he said.
This is why Alexis K. Tyler should host an episode of Distorted View. I should find some good news stories for her to read and then just let her riff.
He said that he was fucking his horse and he couldn't help himself because he didn't have his goddamn medication. Well, he must have really liked climbing up on that chair and hanging 10 off in that motherfucking horse ass, because he threw the motherfucking med. He just threw the shit away. He threw the fucking med out so that the med couldn't cancel out his desire to get up in that horse ass.
Okay.
So, you know, he could really freak off and shit and fuck a damn animal without having no kind of guilt about that shit. You know, no, you ain't got to deal with no consequence. So basically, it's like they damn boyfriend and girlfriend. The horse is going with the nigga. She done made it official.
No, the horse didn't make it official. You know,
they end up fucking.
All right, you get the idea. Thank you very much, Alexis K. Tyler, and welcome back. She's back in black. I've got a short clip here of another foul-mouthed kid. Apparently, this young child witnessed her mother screaming at someone on the phone, and now she's mimicking it on her own phone. Right? Little kids, they're like sponges.
That was a good one.
They soak up everything, including my jism.
Yeah.
The little girl does it again. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious right now, you know, when you're at home, but it's not so cute when, you know, you're at the grocery store and she's screaming, "Shut up, fucking bitch!" Or you're called into school because she's screaming it at her teacher or other children. Enjoy the next few years. It's going to be rough. All right. Last thing before we get into the news, I've got an extremely disgusting and obese man giving us sex advice. I'm going to try to snap a picture of this and make it today's album artwork so you can all check him out. But here he is. Take it away, fatty.
All right, here's part two of my woman hate blog thing. I got to tell you something, one thing. Okay, well, first of all, I'm not trying to be disgusting. I'm trying to be realistic, all right? If you're seriously a horny toad, and you fucking need pussy.
And who doesn't?
And you, some of you probably already heard this from trolls, or you heard it from somebody. Don't be ashamed. Go to www.fleshlight.com. If you have $60, you can get yourself the best sex toy a man can ever own for himself. Not only does it feel like real pussy, it doesn't give you any headaches, any trouble. It feels like the real deal.
Doesn't,
I don't
give
have
you
people,
any,
especially trolls, say, "Oh, you never got pussy, never got laid." Listen to me, all right? Listen to me, good. I'm gonna be fucking open and honest. I don't give a fuck about how TMI it is. Okay,
uh-oh.
It's too much information. Just click it off. All right.
Never.
I had the bitch on that bed. I was laying over there by that window, and I was railing her snatch like there's no tomorrow. Alright? And I came in my condom. And it felt wonderful. It was good.
Okay.
But the bitch turned psycho. September 2000. We went our separate ways, and I said basically, fuck you.
10 years ago was the last time he had pussy.
And the rest is history. The girl I dated after that, she gave me like the most worthless blowjob ever. She couldn't. Never mind.
She couldn't find your
I'm
penis.
I'm getting too personal,
right?
With that. Oh, boff. Fuck it. She couldn't go past the head. The head of my dick. She couldn't go past.
I have a hard time believing worthless, any of this
man,
is
worthless.
True. He looks like a fat Corey Feldman.
When you tried fucking her?
Like meatloaf meets Corey Feldman.
Oh, it's like, shut up, bitch, and take it. You know?
I could listen to this.
Now, I don't view women as sex objects. I view them as a good lifelong partner if she gets her head on straight. See, us men, we've built things. Thomas Edison built electricity and light bulb and all that good.
Thomas Edison built electricity.
Shit. Fucking Henry Ford built the Model T cars that now everyone drives. They're not Model T's, but they're still cars.
I drive
same,
a Model
still,
T.
The concept is still the same. You know, and I'm not really sexist. I know my comments are very sexist. But if women would just get their head on their ass,
he's
you know...
He's a little drunk, I think.
They could do probably almost as much as a man can, but they don't even bother trying because they're so fucking worthless anymore.
No, that didn't come off as sexist at all. All right, that's enough of him. Let's just get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. I'm sorry, like with the headphones fucking up, it kept cutting out, so I was only getting every like third word the dude was saying, so it's kind of annoying today. But yes, if you're not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Did a great weekend podcast. It was a long one. It was like 38 minutes long, and Joey came down for a while and was drunk, awkward, and it was a great program. We did some more Mel Gibson. It was Love Night on Distorted View, actually. A lot of exciting audio that involved romance, sexiness. Now I sound drunk. But more importantly, even better than my program, Corey's Butt Fuck Sunday was updated yesterday. New episode. So if you want to check out that, superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up right now. And don't forget to check out Corey's website as well, buttfudgesunday.com. All right, three very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, story... Oh, for the fuck's sake with these headphones. Come on. Making me angry here. First story comes from London. A British woman's never-ending appetite for potato chips has seen her leave all food aside to savor the snack since the last 10 years. It's the only thing she's eating. Like, peanut oil sweats out of her pores, for Christ's sakes, and she weighs 8,000 pounds. All right, yes, that's potato chips, the only thing this bitch is eating, and for the past 2 years, beef-flavored Monster Munch has made up all of her meals. British people eat weird shit. Beef-flavored potato chips. All right. Debbie Taylor, 30, from Harlow in Essex, takes crisps to restaurants. And when boyfriend Gerald Whittington, 55, took Debbie... Okay, she's 30 and her boyfriend is 55. There's a lot of weird stuff going on here. Took Debbie and her son Luke, 10, for a holiday in Spain. He had to pack a separate suitcase for her Monster Munch. I need to try this stuff. I know it must seem strange. Yeah. But it works for me. I love Monster Munch. She went on. Gerald and my family have tried everything to get me to eat other food, but I'm so used to crisps now, there's no way I could tuck into a pizza or fish and chips. You know, normal people food. When I have tried to eat something else, my body isn't used to it, and I simply can't eat it, or if I do, it makes me sick. And I promptly shit it out in a liquid, frothy mess. Bristol 7. Debbie added, I know people must think it's strange, but it's not hurting anyone else, and my heart hasn't stopped yet. Give it some time there, Deb. Until it causes me serious problems, I'll happily go on eating my favorite crisps. I can't imagine life without Monster Munch. Didn't she already say that? She's like a shill for Monster Munch. Get her on the payroll. Second story we have for you today, gotta say thanks to DV listener Tom for sending this in. The story comes from Colorado. A Colorado Springs teenager will spend the rest of his life in prison. Why, you ask? Well, he killed a retard in what a judge described as a murder for sport. I don't know how much of a challenge killing retards are, but I think it's a better idea than shooting down ducks or shooting deers. Just release some unsavories into the wild. I would love to participate in that sport. I would also watch it on TV. The only sport that I currently watch on TV is bowling on Saturdays. So this would be great. Now, I don't know how quiet window lickers can be. And if you're going to be hunted, you have to be quiet as a mouse. Also, their giant foreheads are like, you know, a fucking bullseye right on their face. So I don't know. It would just be fun to shoot retards. That's all I'm saying. All right. Yes. After about 2 days of deliberation, a 7-woman, 5-man jury found Kyle Sebastian Stott, 19, guilty of all counts in the January 2009 slaying of Jason Hawley, whose body was hidden in a ravine near a hiking trail. Stott remained impassive, but one of his sisters started to sob as 4th Judicial District Judge Deborah Groves read the verdict. The jury found Stott guilty of first-degree murder, aggravated robbery, robbery of an at-risk adult, blah, blah, blah. Why did he kill the tard? The judge said that Hawley was slain for no other reason than bragging rights. Mounted his little retard head on the wall. It was absolutely senseless. It's unimaginable and it's unexplainable. He trusted you. He would have given you anything, and he did. You could have taken the Xbox. That's right. The Riri was killed for his Xbox 360. Yes, you could have taken the Xbox, and he never would have told anybody. He was trying to be normal and be a buddy. That's such a retard term for friend. You my buddy. My buddy. As a matter of fact, I have a t-shirt for a Down syndrome walk. You know how they have those, you know, race for the cures or breast cancer walks or whatever. Well, this is for Down syndrome kids, and it was called the buddy walk. Ugh, right? My special buddy. All right, Hawley's parents, Jan Hawley of Colorado Springs and Mike Hawley, were too overcome by emotion to attend the sentencing. His aunt, Kathy Bailey, described the trial as a very long journey and thanked the court and police detectives who brought Stott to justice. I'm sure if Jason was still alive today, he would say, thank you very much, you're my friend. Wanna play Xbox? No, Jason, Kyle can't play Xbox. He's going to jail for a long time for killing you. My fingers taste like tacos! Yes, your fingers do taste like tacos. Good, Jason. Alright, there you go, that's pretty much that whole story. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Wisconsin. Police responded early Friday to a call of shots fired at a home in Roberts, Wisconsin, and found a man apparently hallucinating an attack by clowns. Sure. The 40-year-old man, armed with a shotgun, had fired several shots in his mother's home. It also appeared that he had fired a shot at his mother. Maybe he thought she was a clown. And visiting father as they fled from the home in a vehicle. Pellets probably hit their windshield as they drove off, said St. Croix County Sheriff Dennis Hillstead. Police arrived at about 4 a.m. and surrounded the home. The man came to the door at one point and was yelling at what he could see in the yard, but there was nothing there. Apparently he thought there were clowns in the yard. The man went back into the home and fired more rounds, Hillstead said. In total, about 22 shotgun rounds were fired into the walls and ceiling of the home. The man then went to the porch with the shotgun in hand and a bag of ammunition around his neck. He's like fucking Rambo. He did not respond to police commands, but after the man slipped and fell, deputies were able to take him into custody. While being taken to the hospital for examination, well, that should be an interesting report, the man indicated he had taken a hallucinogenic drug. He said he believed that people dressed as clowns were attacking his mother's home. He was simply defending it, you see. And he had shot and killed a number of them. He also said he had shot dogs that were attacking him and that his mother had been shot and killed. He was not in touch with reality, Hillstead said. No one was injured in the incident. The mother is okay. The man, who was visiting from Arizona, is being held in a mental facility while undergoing a psychological evaluation. He has not been charged with a crime, and police have not released his name. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Not sure how this is going to work, freaks, because my headphones are fucking up.
Hi, it's Elizabeth. I live in Tuscaloosa. I'm probably a little bit behind, but I heard your dad's not doing so well, and I hope everything works out for you. Yeah, well, that's all.
Thank you. You're like 4 months behind.
Timmy, it's Greg from Austin. I'm getting this out of the way now since I have no idea whether or not you'll actually get this message in time, but happy 30th birthday.
Oh.
Careless fucking fairy. I love you. Bye.
Thank you very much. I didn't get the last part, but I'm assuming it was something nice and not mean.
Hey, Tim. This
Hello?
Is 8 Second J hanging out here
Speak,
with
please.
My good friend NC4 Poppy, Both Sides Show Freak, so hopefully you like it driving through Del Taco. Anyway, the only reason I'm calling you is because my good friend NC4 Poppy here told me
what?
That one of his buddies is having to go through anger management classes, but they're not called anger management classes. They're called what?
DV class.
They're called DV class, and we don't know
really?
Why they're called DV class, but when I heard DV class, I thought of you.
What about
so,
DV could...
Sideshow Freaks Unite, let's do something crazy.
What could DV stand for? Anger meant domestic violence? Is that what your friend was up to?
Hey, Timothy, my pussy's Auschwitz Henson. Sir Roiv is here, calling in. I'm listening to a bunch of old episodes, and after hearing all you guys talking about the duocracy, I went out to try and find the flavors now, and the only ones I can find are the white one and the red one. I'm assuming the white one won, which is why it's still in circulation, and the red one must have been the bastard flavor that nobody would like, so it's still available from, like, its first circulation. And I can't find the blue one anywhere.
Well, there was no blue one.
Me off, because I want to taste the distortion.
It was actually green, so maybe that's why you're having a problem there. I love how, you know, he said the red one must have been really good, and the white one must have been really bad, and then so distortion was just, you know, mediocre, kind of like this podcast.
Hey, Timmy. It's Jewish Floridian here. Yeah, I actually did love that Sextastic Tuesday you did. Although, personally, I think my favorite one is the one where you had sex with a black slave, the black Negro slave.
I don't remember
Master
that
Henson,
one.
Does you love me?
Ooh, I gotta replay that one.
Hey, Tim, I would leave you a queef like your message says, but I'm a guy, so that won't happen.
Oh, guys can queef.
But I wanted to let
They're
you know dickhole. That there's an episode of South Park, and Wing is on it. Can you believe that?
No, I've never once heard that.
Oh, they call him a Nannerpuss, Nannerpuss. Oh. And guess what? Just smile and blow me.
Yes, that was a Mel Gibson sneak attack.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Shaniqua, Shibun Henson. It's Groom of the Stool, Sideshow member calling in. I heard the show about the iDoser, and of course, I had to check it out.
Yes.
I just tried the opium one. And, yeah, about 2.5 minutes in, I was concentrating really hard on the music, and I definitely felt something fucked up happening to me. It was really fucking weird. I mean, it broke my concentration, so I only felt it for a quick second, but it scared the living shit out of me.
I'm going to have to download some of these things and try it out for myself.
Hey, Timmy, got a U-tard recommendation for you.
Listen to that.
Look up the...
This call is very... The guy is very clear. He has a good voice.
Hey, Timmy, got a U-tard recommendation for you. Look up the Deborah 69 on YouTube. Apparently a new fat cross-dressing U-tard, absolute train wreck right
was
up your alley.
I'll have to look that up. If anyone has a link of a good video, send it to me.
Hey, Cracker Lips.
What?
What's happening, Spiral Ham fucker? Hey, man, you crack me up, dude. You do. Every fucking day you make me laugh, dude.
Ooh.
We got such a great relationship. I, like, save a little time for you every day. You always make me smile. Fucking these entertainers and comedians, some of them have, like, good routines, but every fucking day, Tim, you're out there doing your homework, finding material, making us laugh. You really are one of a kind, Tim.
Oh.
I hope you do something for Corey's Little Talent Show. I know you'll do something hilarious, man. I really want you to submit something.
Yeah, I definitely want to. I'm going to participate.
Hey, Tim Haley's comment. One of my college roommates was a very racist individual, borderline white supremacist. And he's not nearly as interesting as that makes him sound. But as a result of that, I decided to do a little research so I could spew some information at him that would just piss him off. He was a big fan of Hitler. And
of
I
course.
Found out that Hitler's old FBI file has been posted online. The FBI released it years ago. Turns out they did a lot of research into his sex life. And there's a few critical flaws with the story you read on Tuesday about him. First of all, he had syphilis. He contracted it from a hooker before World War I. They think it might have been a Jewish hooker.
Oh.
And he was impotent and had lost at least one of his testicles as a result of the bomb blast in World War I.
And
I mean, that, in addition to the mustache, he's just a very unattractive man all around.
Cat freak. And into water sports.
Wait, what?
In World War One. And he was a scat freak and into water sports.
Really?
And some of the interesting complaints that his mistress had in some of the letters that she wrote that survived the war.
We need to find those. I'd love to read those on the program. All right, guys, thank you for all of the voicemails. I heard a good portion of them. My headphone keeps cutting out a little bit, but I got the gist of them. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, he's in. Oh, God.
The dick must have been good because the sugar moved the nigga in.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow with the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Burgers.